Episode 431, Your Turning Point.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you and gents that are joining us? Welcome, welcome. I'm thrilled that you're here. Oh my goodness, it is another gorgeous day. The sun is shining so bright, and I pray you have joy wrapped in your heart today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I am blessed for your presence being here and you investing yourself, your time, into what we do here at Create Your Now. And if you're curious, head on over to createyournow.com. You can find out more information about me, how crazy I am as being a mom of five and a wife of now, oh my goodness, I think we're hitting 23 years this year. I've already lost count. Shh, don't tell him that. I have to think too much. And then between the dog and the cats, well, you know, everybody gets my attention. But more importantly, it's you today that deserves my attention. I'm here to serve you. We're going to chat a little bit about your turning point. What is it in our life that we have to wait till a crisis occurs? Where are you headed right now in the direction that you're going? Are you in the process of greatness? Or are you closer to destruction? Maybe even self-destruction? Where are you headed right now? Interestingly enough, we had an episode just recently, episode 429, How to Stop Going in Circles. And it truly amazes me every single day. I hear from people and I hear from my girlfriends and from my gents, and they sit here and they tell me, oh my gosh, Christiane, I am going in circles. I am so busy. I don't know how to get off this train. You know, it's kind of like a huge racetrack. And for those of you who are in the U.S., you've probably heard of the Daytona 500, where they sit here and these race cars go round and round and round. 500 laps. Now, no, I don't know how many actual miles that is, but I'm sure you can Google it. But I know that's a lot of laps. And quite frankly, I really don't enjoy watching the race the entire time. I usually am one who I pray for their safety. And towards the very end, maybe I'll watch the last 20 to 25 laps or so. It's very exciting. It's very thrilling. But really, all you're doing is going in a circle and in a circle and in a circle. And the thing is the only time they get out of that circle is what? To go to where they feel safe, and that's their pit crew. And their pit crew takes care of them. And then where are they? Oh, they're right back into busy, 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 busy. Is that your life? Is that direction that you're headed right now today? Or are you one that's on the racetrack and you're headed towards destruction? You're going so fast, you are out of control. You don't know if you're coming or going, if you're going backwards or forwards. You are moving, but you really don't know how. And you don't even take long enough to ask for help and go to the pit crew. Instead, you keep going and you tail people. And next thing you know, you're bumped just enough. And then you hit the wall and life stops. What is it that it takes a total crisis for us to stop? For us to realize that maybe we're going the wrong way, that our direction in life needs to shift. Your turning point. I had a turning point with my daughter, and she's our oldest. And praise the Lord, I can talk about this now because it's been resolved. But she got her third speeding ticket. And I got to admit, she gets the heaviness from her mother. Yes, I have a heavy foot. However, I don't like go crazy over the speed limit, but do I technically go the speed limit? No, I don't. I go over the speed limit, usually at least 4 miles per hour over the speed limit. And it seems like I'm always on the go, but I'm a mom on a mission. Okay, I'm a mom. Mom on a mission, that's what mom stands for, right? Did you get that memo? So I'm a mom, always on a mission. Well, she got that heavy foot from me. She didn't tell me about this third speeding ticket. Long story short of it, we get a little note from the transportation department and says that her license is going to be revoked. She will be without it for 3 months, and then she can apply to get a new one, and then she'll be on probation for a year. She's at college. She has a job that she needs to drive to. She actually has two jobs she needs to drive to, one in one city, one to the other. Plus, she has to drive to school. Plus, then she has to drive not only to work, but when she's driving to school, what? To pay her bills of her own apartment that she signed a lease for. Brick wall. There. Yeah, it took a big crash, literally, for her to realize that, maybe always going over the speed limit is not a good idea. But you see, she had a serious violation. She went way over the speed limit. Well, her heart sank, of course, because she thought she would just pay the speeding ticket. She worked a few extra hours to pay for it. A $300 speeding ticket, by the way. And she didn't think anything came of it until this letter was delivered to our house. And all of a sudden, Mama and Daddy knew. And we didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden, yes, no more driving. How's she going to get to school? How's she going to pay her bills? She can't get to work. Life kind of came to a screeching halt. She had to change direction. It was a turning point in her life. I got to tell you, she doesn't speed anymore. Oh, no, she learned her lesson. But what is it that we have to take a crisis for us to wake up? The crisis in my life, for my husband to sit there and tell me I've fallen out of love to realize, well, you know what, Christiane, you got a lot of self-work to do. Why would I wait so long to hear those words come out of his mouth to make some basic changes in my life? You see, back to the racetrack. When you're on the racetrack and you're busy and you just keep going in circles, you know at a real race, that Daytona 500, what happens when there's an accident, a crisis or something on the roadway? A yellow flag comes out. Caution, right? That's kind of the warning. Hello, pay attention here. How many warning signs are you getting right now in your life? Your turning point. Are you in the direction that you're supposed to be going? Or have you even thought about it? Maybe you haven't even gone there yet. You're just doing the do because, well, that's what pays the bills. That's what works sort of kind of in your relationship. Well, that's what's working sort of kind of to build an email list for your new business. Well, that's kind of sort of what happens when you got teenagers in the house. Where are you going today? What direction are you headed? Is it self-destructive? Or is it in circles and you just can't get out? You're relying on that pit crew because you're afraid to take another exit off for fear that there's no safety net? Yeah, when that yellow flag came out, I looked back and reflected over the years and realized that in my life, do you know how many yellow flags I had? God gave me tons of them. He was like, hello, pay attention over here. Then he'd throw another one up. Hello, I'm over here too. Are you not paying attention here? What about this over here? With my daughter, it was the same way in her speeding tickets. It was first just a 5 mile per hour over, and then it was just a 10 mile per hour or less over, and then it was the greater than 15 mile per hour serious violation. Now you don't have a driver's license any longer. Where are you driving your life? Are you trying to get to a crisis in your life to make a change? Or are you saying, wait, maybe I need to pull back a little bit. Maybe I need to open my eyes to the yellow flags that maybe I didn't see before. But now that you mention it, they just might be my turning point, your turning point. It was for me. I made a lot of changes. And I had a lot of reflection and a lot of growth. And it took this. Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Utilize your foresight. Not difficult, is it? Utilize your foresight. You're like, foresight? What is foresight? Foresight, come on, women, you have it. You are gifted at that. Seriously, we are. Men, I'm sorry, if you're listening, you're going to have to work a little bit harder on it because it's not something that is naturally embedded in you as a human being. Can you have it? Of course you can. But it takes a little bit more effort. But women, a lot of times, we're just hiding in our busyness. We get stuck on a schedule and we just go. What if you were to take your schedule out of there and I was to put you in a different country? Yeah, literally, a different country. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in China, if you're in Japan, if you're here in the United States or Canada, I removed you from where you are in Australia and I swapped you out. England. What would happen? I mean, seriously, for us in the United States, we drive on one side of the road, you go over to Europe, and you're driving on the other side of the road? Talk about crazy. You would have to really what? Think ahead of action. That's foresight. You have to utilize your foresight. It means you are intentional. You have to be intentional at the direction that you are headed in order to have your turning point in your life. You don't have to wait for a crisis. You don't have to wait for a tragic accident. Why is it that we wait to hear from the doctor, you only have so long to live, or you have cancer because you have been eating like this for all these years. You've been smoking like this all these years. Your liver's not doing well because you've been drinking all of these years. You're 100 pounds overweight, and you've been doing this now for 10 years. What are you thinking? Why does it take a crisis in our life? And it could be the other way around. Why are you working under the stress that you're working on? Because you're afraid of confrontation with your boss, of saying, I can't do anymore. I'm putting in basically 18-hour days. I don't see my family. I am stressed beyond everything. I haven't gotten any form of compensation. If you can't give it, that's fine, but I need some work relief. I am dying from the inside out. It's killing me. But maybe it's easier to stay on the busy train, to keep going on that Daytona 500, because that's what you know. So if you want to get off of that, you have to utilize your foresight. You have to think ahead of action. And this is how you do it. It's all about the arc. Number one, arc, anchor image. You have to have an anchor image where you want to go. You know where you are right now, but where do you want to be? And that doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight, but you've got to have a secure image, real, tangible, print it off on your computer, put it on your screensaver, put it on your phone, an anchor image. Why? Your brain is 50% visual. Yeah. That makes it more real to you than anything. It allows you to go for it. They talk about writing things down. You got to make it visual too. So number one, A for arc, anchor image. Number two, you have to have a reality check. What isn't working? Once when you know the anchor that you have, that image in your mind, then you can look and say, okay, that's where I want to be. So what isn't working right now? My reality check. Where am I right now? Figure out what isn't working. Maybe you're just flat out playing too many video games when you come home and you're staying up late at night. Therefore, you're not sleeping well and your stress level and your cortisol level and everything keeps rising and rising and rising. So therefore, you're gaining weight, you're irritated, you're tired, you go to work, you're exhausted. And even though you're putting in what you think is 18 hours, maybe it's only 12 hours, but it feels like 18 hours. Your body feels that. So your reality check. What isn't working? And number three for arc, change direction. This is your next step. Take aim. You're not going to be able to jump right to the anchor image. It's not going to happen that fast. Now, if it's something very short term, you might be able to. Like eating, for example. You want to lose weight? Start by drinking water and eating real food. Okay, that can happen. But that doesn't mean that you're going to drop that weight immediately, because think how long it took you to put it on. Or vice versa. Maybe you've lost so much weight and you've now lost muscle tone and now you're weak and you're tired and you're grumpy, not because you're overweight, because you're actually underweight. You're not feeding your body right. You think you are, but you really aren't. Goes both ways. Change direction. You have to utilize your foresight. And by doing that, thinking ahead of action, use your arc. It changes it. Your anchor image, reality check, and change direction. Don't wait for a crisis to happen. My dad did that so many times. With him being in the military, he served 2 terms at Vietnam, also served in the Gulf War. And the few stories that he would share with me would be the ones of crises. When he was a hospital chaplain, it was always when he was called in on his pager, was not because, oh, somebody just wanted prayer. It was because somebody was in crises. Somebody needed God, needed a connection, needed foresight that they had left behind because they weren't willing to get off the daggum racetrack. Those yellow flags that are being thrown up, they're warnings to you. Pay attention to them. That's your turning point. You can do this. Utilize your foresight. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.